This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are open and available to you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We started out a little bit in the last hour talking about this NPC meme, the non-player character meme, which we didn't describe what it looks like. We just sort of talked about the history of what the NPC is, came from gaming, basically, both tabletop and ultimately video gaming, computer gaming. And it is now being applied in real life to human beings, suggesting that actual human beings are, in point of fact, just non-player characters, just pre-programmed responses, canned responses. They're not actually thinking for themselves. They have no internal monologue, as some people are, or dialogue, or whatever some people are saying. And I think it was unfair earlier for somebody to say the left can't meme. I understand that itself is a meme, apparently, according to Know Your Meme. But clearly, you know, people who are not righties can meme. Now, whether they're libertarians or lefties or whatever.
The tiny Trump memes are hilarious.
There's a lot of Trump memes that are hilarious. I mean, whether it be, and again, whether it's a meme or not depends on how well it catches, right? So, like, you can make a thing. So, like, the definition of meme has sort of shifted. Like, the definition of meme, as I understood it, originally was an idea that spreads.
An idea, a style, a thought that spreads.
And now it's turned into a picture, usually, with a certain type of white text on the top and bottom.
Right.
And so you can make those anytime. There's different websites that will allow you to create your own
image. Flip is probably the easiest one to use.
I think Imgur's got it as well. There's different, you know, create your own meme sort of sites. Some of them you can use the existing most popular meme photos. So there's certain ones that have been around forever. And you can sort of put your own words on it, make your own meme. Now, whether or not that actually spreads when you make your meme is another question.
Right. So it might not be a meme yet. It might be
a wannabe meme,
an infant meme.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. There's plenty of great Trump memes out there. One of my favorites was before the whole Trump Kim Jong Un meeting. Back when Trump was running, somebody made a meme that, or it was, you know, funny thing that a picture where it transposed the hairstyles of Kim Jong Un,
yes,
and Donald Trump. So it was just awesome. It was so hilarious. So anyway, I'm going to say that there probably are people on the left who can meme pretty well. All you have to have is a sense of humor. And the suggestion to say the left can't meme is suggesting that they don't have a sense of humor.
But there's more to that. It's not just that they can't make pictures. They can't do the tiny Trump thing. The other problem is they can't handle it. They see the Keck meme or the Pepe the Frog meme and you look at the response. Mm. You look at Twitter, actually. You're about to get into the story of Twitter is actually purging its ranks of these posts.
So what's the purpose of removing these posts?
Okay. So let's be clear here.
Daryl, hurt feelings. They can't have hurt feelings out there in the world.
Okay, let me get into the story here and then we'll address it. BBC reporting this from today, published today, BBC News. Twitter has suspended hundreds of accounts after users on pro-Trump Reddit forum r/the_Donald coordinated efforts to set up, quote, non-player character, unquote, profiles mocking liberals on the social networking site. So, I mean, maybe they are banning people posting memes, but this is about, so far at least, people creating a fake account on Twitter, not actually a real account, an account with
So non-player characters posting things on Twitter about non-player characters.
Oh, right. The irony, Daryl.
The trolling campaign was born out of the characterization of liberals as automatons incapable of independent thought on areas of Reddit and 4chan. In 24 hours, there were more than 30,000 uses of the term NPC on Twitter, and Facebook pages dedicated to the trend have amassed tens of thousands of followers. So what is an NPC? They say it's a video game reference, and then we talked earlier about what that was. NPCs are controlled by the game's artificial intelligence rather than the player, and as a result, they're limited to certain scripted responses and actions. In a 2016 post on 4chan, one anonymous user referred to people who autonomously follow groupthink and social trends in order to appear convincingly human as NPCs. Quote, if you get in a discussion with them, it's always the same buzzwords and hackneyed arguments, the poster wrote. He continued saying, it's like in a video game when you accidentally talk to somebody twice and they give you the exact lines word for word once more. Unquote. In recent months, the term has been adopted enthusiastically by right-wing social media users. It's frequently used interchangeably with social justice warrior or SJW as a catch-all term for their political opponents. They then show a photo of who this mean or what this meme looks like, which is part we haven't gotten into yet. So what happened was this Wojak meme. So a lot of memes grow out of existing memes.
Yeah, I believe the original was like the thoughtful meme or something, a guy with just the thoughtful
face. Feels guy, a.k.a. Wojak, is a simply drawn character already used widely online. The character, quote, is often used as a reaction image to represent feelings such as melancholy, regret, or loneliness, according to Know Your Meme, which is a really useful site, knowyourmeme.com. The modification of Wojak's face to replace his emotive expression with a crudely drawn, generic blank expression has become one of the most popular visual representations of the meme. As well as Wojak, images of prominent liberals were also modified. So, basically, they've taken the face away from Wojak, this, again, other internet meme. They've turned him gray. He was originally white. They turned him completely gray, and he's got a very sort of blank stare.
They've given him a cookie-cutter expression that can be attributed to many, many other faces.
Perfectly rounded eyes, a nose that's very, very triangular, and a slat for a mouth. A slant, not a slant, but just a line, straight line for the mouth. Very, very basic. So they talk about how Colin Kaepernick apparently was put as one of these folks or other people that people on the right don't like.
I actually don't get that one.
Well, these are just, again, these are people. The people who are making these memes are probably guilty of the very things that they're criticizing in a lot of ways.
The creators of these and the people who are flocking, who are viewing them and liking these Facebook pages and, you know, looking at them on Twitter could very easily fall into the NPC category.
Right.
Right. So I actually pulled up an article from Breitbart about some of these things, and I'm looking at some of the memes. So I'm going to describe one where it's a anti-Kavanaugh protest, and you can tell that because people have pictures of Kavanaugh with the word nope up under it. And at the top it says, what do we want? Semicolon. System.out.println. What the TV told us to want, semicolon. When do we want it, semicolon. System.out.println. When the TV told us to want it.
And those are programming codes, basically, suggesting that these are people just following programming from the television.
Right, and then there's another one where they've got screenshot from CNN, and they've put the non-player character face over front of everybody on the screen, and then they've change the whatever the bottom scroll was.
It's funny.
To say breaking orange man racist, orange man bad.
Well, I mean, in this situation, in that particular meme, you can. I mean, all you have to do is watch the mainstream media, and that is all they talk about.
Sure, but
I mean, I can.
The Republicans also parrot whatever it is Rush Limbaugh says on the radio.
The 8 years of the Obama presidency, Hannity and Limbaugh and every other conservaclone talk radio show host was saying the same thing. There's a reason they're called conservaclones.
There you go. Exactly, because they all copy one another. So, again, I agree that this is it's funny, okay? Like, I have laughed at a number of these NPC memes because, you know, comedy does have a victim a lot of times, right? In this case, the victim is people on the left, but I'd just as soon laugh at people on the right if there were some good anti-right memes. Go ahead.
Back to the mini Trump meme. Why is there no backlash? Why is there no outrage from the right over that?
There is.
No, there isn't.
Yes.
No,
there
you don't.
Is.
You don't have people. You don't have Twitter banning those accounts. You don't. You've never heard of any outrage over
Well, Twitter has a bias.
Leftist memes.
Twitter clearly has a bias.
No, I hear people bitching about the anti-conservative memes all the time.
Yeah, old conservatives who aren't even looking. They're not even on the internet. They're not seeing any of this.
There's definitely internet snowflake conservatives.
This is a young crowd right here. This is the new wave. This is the alt-right.
We got more coming up here.
The new guys.
In moments, your calls, thoughts are welcome. More on the NPC meme, if you want to weigh in on this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, are the right better at memeing than the left? I don't know. I'd like to see a good, the best of the best. I'd like to see some people put up what they think the best lefty and the best righty memes are. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where folks are waiting to talk. We're going to get to you here in just a short moment with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
You can bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. And every now and then, we do leave the studio to go on site, to go in real life to do Free Talk Live from another place. We're going to be doing that again. It's unusual that we do it twice in a month. And we usually only take trips three times a year or something like that, two or three times. We actually have done it twice. This month, we had a Bitcoin conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire last week.
Yep.
At about this time. And there's another great Bitcoin conference coming up, which is entering its fourth iteration, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up next weekend, October 27th through the 28th in Austin, Texas. It's going to have a bunch of great networking opportunities, panels, and keynote speeches from industry leaders. In fact, 2018 may be the best year thus far of the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And it is a conference that just keeps getting better as time goes on and the organizers get even more seasoned at putting these things on. They've had all kinds of great features over the years. This year, they're going to have everything from a governance panel to a juggling workshop with speakers like Paul Puay from Edge Wallet, Bruce Fenton from Ravencoin, Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of the imprisoned Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road. She'll be there. And actually, she's from Austin. That's where Ross was from. They had a house there. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You get to meet Lynn and the rest of the great speakers there. And we'll be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. You get the full schedule, which is now available, and tickets are still available over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, there's a little bit more here from the story about Twitter targeting accounts for takedown. And, are they also targeting the fake Trump accounts as well? Are they taking those down? Because I suspect that they're not. Because Twitter has been shown in the past to pretty clearly have a left-wing bias. So, I mean, the right-wingers are right about that. They're wrong about all kinds of things, but they're right about that one. So let's go to Free Market Penguin. He's on the line on our Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead, Free Market Penguin.
Hello, hello. Yeah, I wanted to call about the NPCs. I've called about the NPCs before. When,
NPC, non-player characters. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I really hold it to the original definition of like a non-playable character. So, the way I see it. Oh, and by the way, how's that garlic lime chicken breast? I'm having delicious.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I don't want to rub it in. So let's go on with your point.
Huge breasts.
Yeah.
That's right.
Huge
breasts. Very large breasts being consumed. Huge.
I already consumed mine.
Nice. Anyways, back on the NPC topic, so basically it's the idea that there's people that, the people that give out these canned responses, people that give out these canned predictable responses, like, these set responses to further along the story of your life, and that's like some weird solipsism. It's not obviously real, but it's these people that are basically, basically soulless, that you just interact as part of the environment, like a non-playable character in a video game. And so now what's happened is all these NPCs has become this supposedly far-right meme. So what happened is a bunch of NPCs from 4chan, I mean, that's where it comes from, but a bunch of NPCs on 4chan basically, do the predictable thing and call leftists and feminists and SJW, so-called, those kind of people, NPCs, and then predictably the NPCs on the left say, oh, you're a bunch of far right, you're a bunch of Nazis, we gotta ban this and ban your accounts. And it's so predictable, it's the same.
So what you're saying is that the right wingers are just as predictable as the left wingers. In fact, we see this all the time, because right wingers are more likely to call our show, given the fact that we're on conservative radio stations mostly. We're on progressive talkers, but there just aren't that many of those stations. So we hear more likely if we're say on a Saturday night show, which is our biggest night on the air, where we're more likely to get normals, let me put quotes around that, radio listeners.
The norms.
We can predict what, if we bring up immigration, we know what the objections are going
to
be.
If we bring up war and why it's bad to drone bomb buses of school children in Yemen.
We've heard it.
People are going to call it
before.
You want to fight them over here or over there?
Right. We'd be speaking Japanese.
Who are the school children fighting? What about the wedding party where 23 people got killed, right, or the other wedding party where 13 people got killed, right, or the other convoy that i.e. a group of cars that were following one another going to a wedding? You know, who were they fighting
but
exactly?
But now, wait a minute. Before y'all try to suggest...
Oh, what about the Doctors Without Borders Hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan?
Before y'all try to suggest...
Daryl, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out every day on FBP News, by the way, man. That's great. You know, that's why you know all this stuff.
So I think the unspoken suggestion is here that we're above all that. And I want to be clear, libertarians are damn predictable as well, right? Like, you bring up some state program, our solution is get the state out of it.
Right.
State violence, the aggressive force, aggressive violence, isn't the right way to do things. Now, of course, we believe that's right, and we believe that's moral, and that's why we are Johnny on the spot on bringing that up time and time again to counter a lot of these arguments. Does that mean that we are soulless?
Well, what I will say is that...
It means that we don't have empathy. We are logical with no empathy.
That's not true, though. We just spent the first hour and 15 minutes in the show tonight talking about why it's actually more compassionate to go with the non-aggression principle when it comes to helping others who are in medical need.
Right. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense to us. It doesn't make any sense to the other two tribes.
That may not be true. It may just be that they've never heard it explained like that.
Right.
Because normally libertarians are not so great at communicating because, well, the fact is there aren't very many libertarians. So what happens is you get, in most places, New Hampshire is an exception, but in most places, you only have a handful of libertarians from which to choose a candidate, right?
Right.
And only some of those libertarians actually want to run for office. So
right.
Even though there may be somebody who's like some great savant and a great communicator, they just might be afraid of, you know, going on stage or whatever. So, you know, you don't get who you actually want to run. You get who you get to run.
Right.
And so then you're saddled with this person who's probably some kind of autist,
Exactly. Wind up with a lot of people that, if you've ever watched Office Space, there's the scene where these two guys, both named Bob, are asking somebody what he does, and he's like, oh, well, you know, like, I get the information from the client, and then I give it to this other person, and then it turns out he's not actually doing any of it. But when it is asked the question of, well, why can't your secretary do this thing? He starts screaming and pounding, I have people skills!
Wait, that's us? That's not us.
That's a lot of libertarians trying to explain things.
I think that's a bad example.
Where they can't explain things, and then they're like, but we're smart!
Right, yeah. Listen how brilliant we are. Well, if you can't communicate in a way another person is ready to listen, then you're not doing a very smart job. You're just yelling at a wall at that point. And that's why it feels like you're talking to somebody who's not a human being. So when the left say... for instance, here, I'm going to just read this last couple short sentences in the story. So, who cares, according to the BBC? Well, Twitter, clearly, since it's suspended profiles to set up to spread this meme of the NPC, and many conservatives are upset by that action. Plus, what looks like a row over a meme sits in the broader context of ongoing culture wars. Trump supporters complain liberals denigrate them all as fascists or Russian bots, which is one of the things leftists have been doing, which is also dehumanizing, right? Because the left, says here, are angered by their mass characterization as snowflakes or NPCs. Ultimately,
it's
the left is claiming here, and if you want to stand by free market, you can do that. The left is claiming they're being dehumanized, but so is the right.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
the recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, four appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to dial in now, jump on the lines here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We got another contest going on. So we talked about the Zen giveaway earlier. We've got a big one here with Liberty Dollar 2, the cryptocurrency version of the Liberty Dollar. Now, longtime listeners are familiar with the Liberty Dollar. It's was the the world's, I don't know if it's the world's most, but certainly the United States' most successful alternative currency. It was gold and silver backed warehouse receipts and actual pieces. Unfortunately, the government targeted them to take them down, but now the son of the creator of the Liberty Dollar, Extra von Nothaus's, Bernard von Nothaus's son, he's running ahead with this really cool idea of the Liberty Dollar 2. It's a cryptocurrency, silver-backed. Every single LD20 limited edition token, because they're starting with this sort of this pre-sale to get the ball rolling on this. They've only got 10,000 of these things available. Every single one of them is backed by a real ounce of silver, a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round, just like the original Liberty Dollar was famous for. We're going to give you 10 of those tokens if you win this contest. To enter, you can send an email to contest@freetalklive.com, put LD2 in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So, again, email contest@freetalklive.com. Send an email with LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. The winner is going to be selected on November 5th. These things are retailing in the presale at $35 a piece. They've sold several thousand of them already. There's only, I think it's just under 4,000 as of a few days ago when I last checked. And you can see for yourself, ld2coin.io, ld2coin.io, see how many there are remaining. You're going to get 10 of them locked down for you if you win this contest. Again, winner selected November 5th, so you got a couple weeks to get in, but don't delay. Email contest at freetalklive.com. Put ld2 in the subject line and put a number between 1 and 1,000. And by the way, Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet when you are the prize winner. And learn more at ld2coin.io. All right, we continue here. We've got Free Market Penguin on the line. We've been talking about the NPC and how it is not necessarily the case that the NPCs are only on the left. There's plenty of people who are predictable with canned responses on the right. And of course, everybody wants to feel as though they're the ones who are with it. They're the ones who know the truth. They're the ones whose eyes are open.
Yeah, the expression you're looking for is woke.
Woke, exactly.
By the way, and that's another meme for you. There's a meme for you that the right...
Is there a woke meme?
Yeah, that they throw around. It's a verbal meme. I don't know if there's an actual picture out there. I'll work on it.
So we got Free Market Penguin back on the line here. I wanted to hear if you had anything more to say. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it just kind of... So basically, this is like Vincent was saying, it's the... It's the new sheeple, you know, it's the new, you know, these people, except it's not, we need to wake these people up, is we need to disregard these people and dehumanize them, which, I mean, obviously when I saw the meme, I'm like, this is obviously incredibly dehumanizing. You wouldn't want to actually think this, but I wouldn't want to actually think most memes, I mean, you know, yeah. They're memes.
Right.
You have to be used to what memes are. You don't have to take
them. Can you find do you have enough of a sense of humor to appreciate these memes? I certainly do, even though I don't agree that these people are actual robots or actual automatons or people who don't have souls or all these, you know, claims about them. They're just people in a paradigm that they haven't escaped from yet. And the statist paradigm is an affliction against both the right and the left. So they're both as guilty as one another of being like this. And, of course, each side does not see that in themselves.
Ian, the fact that they are not able to escape and they're not able to open their eyes and see the truth around them might actually prove that they are non-player characters.
You know, it just hasn't been communicated to them in an appropriate way. As we were discussing earlier, libertarians are notoriously bad at this because there aren't enough libertarians who know how to communicate.
Maybe we are the only ones who are woke. And
the three of us sitting in this room
and the people that we conversate with and
maybe it's all just a simulation, Conan, and we're all in.
Maybe it's all a Fig Newton in your imagination.
Hey, you look at simulation theory and you look at the numbers of people, the growth in this and on this globe. I mean, it's close to 8 billion now. I mean, when I was younger, it was, 20 years ago, it was like 4.5, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so where are all these new players coming from? Or are they all NPCs?
The mommy and the daddy love each other very much, and then they do a thing together.
The mommy and daddy NPC create a baby NPC.
Are you serious right now?
I don't know.
Hey, something's real. I don't know the answer to all this, but
you don't
even
know that.
Well, there's another way to look at it.
You
exactly.
Know that.
Libertarians do. The reason libertarians sound so like predictable and canned is because it's such an uber simplistic, repetitive message. Because with libertarians, at least it's principled. It's actually we shouldn't have a coercive state in any. And basically, you're like, this is actually 100% true, and is you can find this a route to make this the answer to all situations. But it does sound super repetitive if you don't fully embrace it.
Yeah, I mean, good point. I mean, to me, the idea is so simple. It's just don't hurt other people and don't take their stuff. It's so
it's preschool
that's
level.
Don't bully. Don't hurt your buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Penguin. I appreciate your call tonight.
Thank you.
But, I mean, when you look at what the other two tribes, in power, the way that they go about
it's
business.
It's one tribe that wants you to think it's two.
Correct.
Stop calling it two tribes.
It's a single tribe that's at war with each other. Civil war. And it's about to be a civil war, by the way. A real civil war.
I want to get back to your calls here. We got Nathan. He's on the line in New Mexico. I suspect you're listening to us on KABQ, Nathan.
That's correct, yes.
All right. Excellent. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Call in about little logistical questions I have about libertarianism, because I listen to you guys nightly.
Great. Thank you for that.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of, like, I called before about, like, if I were to move to New Hampshire, what is like the price difference? But I was listening to Nye earlier, and you were talking about subsidies for like disabilities and things like that. Yeah. And it brought up a good point that I never really thought of. I mean, the state, as much as it can suck, it does actually help in some form of fashion. And how do we help people? I have a son. He's on the spectrum. He doesn't really get assistance in any way. I mean, he kind of started school a little bit earlier than most kids could. But, I mean, like, how are these things going to be taken care of? How are these people going to be helped when we're kind of just on our own a little bit more?
Great question, and I'm glad that you called about this. For listeners unfamiliar, we are on the radio in a bunch of different places, but some stations actually carry the show a little later. So in Albuquerque, you actually hear us
two hours
after we actually start the show. So right now in Albuquerque, people are listening to our very first hour, and you're calling us. Oh, he hung up. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, he asked a good question, so I'm just kind of explaining why all of a sudden we're coming back to this topic.
Right.
And it's fine, by the way. If you're listening in delayed broadcast or you're listening later on podcast and you want to call in about something we were saying, please. You don't have to feel like you need to be on topic. You don't have to call about NPCs if we're
free talk live.
It's open phones. So I think we kind of addressed, or we definitely addressed this in detail in that first hour and a half where we pretty much covered this a lot. But to come back around, you know, what do you do in the absence of the state? Do one of you guys want to field that with developmentally disabled or
crippled people? Yeah, and I'll say again what I said earlier is if you did not have the government funding these various things, you would see charities, more charities pop up. You already have St. Jude that provides, from what I hear, excellent medical coverage.
How about the Shriners for burn victims?
The Shriners. Yeah. And they never send a bill to the patients.
Right.
They never send a bill to the families because it's all covered through donations. Because
Make
people like what they do.
Yeah.
And people donate money to these charities because they are good at what they do and they do, they provide good service.
Because people care. And
yes.
This was my final point that I made in the whole discussion is that humans do care about one another. All the evidence out there shows that is very, very clear. And so when we allow people to make choices for themselves, in this case, make the choice to give away the money that you've earned in the way that you think is best, that individual decision-making results in better choices being made,
yes,
better allocation of funds, because you can choose differently. You can decide, this organization over here did a bad job last year, so I'm going to move my money over here to this other organization that may do a better job. We got more coming up here in moments. And if you want to get the full discussion, grab our podcast archive tonight at freetalklive.com.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Got time for you if you jump on now. And you can also jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The first three chat rooms there are actually just for two people, us and you. And you join the room, we'll join you, and then we'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Conan, not an NPC.
And Daryl, and I don't know if Conan's an NPC or not.
You'll have to cut him open and find out. All right, so
that would violate all the kinds of principles.
Not if he's an NPC.
And
good point. So that's a good point.
All right, so
am I an Android man now?
Or what was that movie with Han Solo when he wasn't Han Solo?
Blade Runner.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Blade Runner.
Correct. Yeah. The same logic would go for discovering who out there are lizards or crab people.
Oh. But do NPCs bleed red or do they bleed gray?
Hold on. So the Babylon Bee had an article about Hillary Clinton's DNA test that came back that she's only half lizard.
Yep. That's a good thing, right? Is that a good thing?
All right. I do want to thank Chip, by the way. I think I might have thanked him last night, but I didn't check him off. So I'm going to make sure that I thank Chip, who is
Thanks, Chip.
Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, giving $10 a month to the show, as about 200 of our listeners do. So thank you to everybody out there who is a current Free Talk Live Amplifier and anybody who's a former Free Talk Live Amplifier. We still appreciate you supporting the show. And some people have to leave because, you know, they lost their job or they're moving and they need the money for something else. And we appreciate everybody who supported Free Talk Live. And if you want to come back, we'd love to have you back. If you've never been an amplifier, we'd love to have you become one. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there.
So here is the answer to your question, Daryl. How do you test an NPC? And thank you, chat room. We need to devise a special Turing test
for NPCs.
For NPCs. And what it involves is being able to think outside the box. So you have to be able to. So you have two different types. You have a left Turing test and you have a right Turing test, and you swap them. So you ask a lefty righty questions, and if they can think outside.
Hold on. So maybe it's Schrodinger's NPC to where he's both in the box and out of the box at the same time.
That's deep.
That's deeper than I was prepared for.
Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey. I'm just jumping into the call.
Here you are.
I wanted to just follow up on what I was talking about a couple days ago, climate change. And I was wondering if government action is justified in this case.
No, government existing is not justified because it's aggressive force against peaceful people every time.
What would government – what are you trying to fix? What is wrong with the climate?
So let's say there's no government. And – well, let's start with a simple case. Someone is polluting a lake, just, you know, dumping stuff in the lake.
Who owns the lake?
Sick from it.
Yeah, who owns the lake, first of all? Well, that's the problem right there.
Tragedy of the commons.
Correct. So the first thing you have to do is the first thing you have to do is get
to own the lake.
Correct.
This is possible, by the way. When I was looking at houses in Florida years ago to rent, there was actually a neighborhood or whatever where there were some houses on a lake, and each property that was on that lake actually owned essentially a pie wedge.
Yep.
Drawing out to the center of the lake. And they all, of course, you know, had a committee or whatever that kind of governed the lake, and they had come up with rules that somebody was not allowed to be in the lake if they were not an owner of or had permission from the lake.
And you also have homeowners associations where you people actually set up rules of the neighborhood.
So I'm going to sort of jump on Greg's side here for just a second to further conversation. Let's say that the lake is owned by five different people.
Yeah.
And I'm only dumping toxic sludge in the part of the lake that I own.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. You are polluted. Pollution is a violation of non-aggression principle.
There's a scientific principle.
But I'm only polluting my part of the lake.
It's
called diffusion.
Pollution is a violation of the non-aggression principle in my view.
That's true. Correct.
It is. If I pollute the air, unless you argue that we have to divide the atmosphere into plots, and then we pursue things. My point is simply this. By the time that it takes me to sue you for damages, and I have to have standing, which is I have to be shown that I've been harmed, by the time I've been harmed by the greenhouse gas effect, warming the earth, it might be too late to do anything about it. That's my question.
Well, I mean, what's the proof that warming the earth is going to actually harm you? And secondly,
warming wound up benefiting people.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't mind it being a little bit warmer out in New Hampshire during the wintertime.
It's actually good for us.
A little bit is fine. But CO2 levels, if they rise to the level that some places in China have,
then stop breathing because you exhale CO2.
Right, and CO2 is good for trees, so it actually helps the forests. So, like, what's the problem?
The problem, well, several problems. If you forget the temperature, if the CO2 goes above 900 ppm, parts per million, then cognitive impairment sets in. Try being in a stuffy room for a day, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you open the window, you get osmosis with the air, which doesn't have that concentration, but if around the world the average is that concentration, it'll be the opposite. You'll have to sit in a room constantly pumping.
We sit in closed houses all, you know, winter long here in New Hampshire. Nobody's cracking a window open to get fresh air in because it's cold out there.
Hey, my solution, move north. There's lots and lots and lots of vacant land north of us. There's plenty of room.
Yeah, but the average around the world will still have
So basically, this is the fear that I was talking about earlier, the fear-mongering that justifies the continued existence of the state. Earlier, and the state, of course, is just an idea that justifies violence by strangers against peaceful people. But ultimately, you know, as I was saying earlier, the state's justified through fear. Like, oh, my God, if the state doesn't exist, these people that are sick are never going to get help. They're going to die in the streets. And your fear-mongering here is that, oh, my God, the earth is going to turn into a hellscape if we don't have the government around to tell people what to do, as though the government has ever been historically a good steward of the environment, and they haven't.
Yeah, look at the military. Look at the military. Military dumping ammunition and munitions and toxic waste all over the globe.
Right.
That's right. Go ahead, Greg.
But if we simplify everything to just something that's very simple to analyze, if you're dumping toxic chemicals into the air, unless you're saying that someone, if even one person dies from that, don't you think that the non-aggression principle should be defended? And you should. That's defensive force to stop you from doing that. isn't it?
If you have people being poisoned by other people, then yes, you have an actual, you know, actionable case in that particular case. I understand what you're saying is, well, you won't know until it's too late. However,
yes.
I would much rather have one person die from some sort of environmental calamity than have the state murdering millions of people across the globe, across hundreds of years. I mean, the state is the number one killer of human, the number one non-natural killer of right. human beings, and it has contributed directly and indirectly to the early demise and demise generally of human beings across this planet in all of its various forms. And the fact that you would want to keep it around to simply save one person just shows that you are not connected to reality. What?
What about a billion? What if there was a billion people on the other side?
Total fear mongering. That's not happening. There are billions of people, but the population is growing. Thank you for the call.
This is just the trolley meme all over without a trolley.
What if it was
now.
This? What if it
so
was that?
So the trolley meme, for people that aren't familiar, is there's a trolley or a train or you know something heading down a track, and for some weird magical reason, you happen to be standing next to some lever that happens to control an intersection on the tracks, and you can either do nothing or you can pull it, and if you do nothing, then X number of people wind up getting killed, but if you pull it, then another number of people, and so, you know, it's this ethical dilemma. And, you know, there are all kinds of unknown variables, like, why am I standing next to this lever, and why can't I, you know, knock people off of the train tracks?
Good question. Are the people who are tied to the tracks NPCs?
Hold on. So there's not necessarily the requirement because that they're tied to the tracks. Maybe they're just walking down the tracks.
Because if that's the case, my mind is made up. I'm just going to walk away. But if the guy with the lever isn't, well, I mean, good God.
You're the guy with the lever. How did I wind up next to the lever? How do I know that this lever controls the thing?
Here's what I know about this stupid global warming, climate change, whatever. My whole life, I've heard the threats.
Yep.
I've heard the warnings.
I remember global cooling was going to kill us all when I was in middle
school. In 10 years, we're going to be dead. Now we have another 10 years. Right. It's never, ever happened. I was looking at articles today. Articles from the 1920s that were claiming that the ice caps were melting and that certain coastlines were going to be flooded.
Yeah.
So when is it going to happen?
A couple of years ago on Earth Day, we went through a lot of the predictions from the early 1970s of all the ways we were going to die in the next 30 years.
Hasn't happened.
Nope.
Gore, you're a charlatan.
Out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.